Blog Talk Radio.
International radio broadcast. We are excited and delighted about you joining with us this evening on this Tuesday evening, a beautiful, blessed day in the Lord. Kingdom greetings to you, my brothers and sisters in the journey. This is Prophetess Teresa Dawson. I am here and excited and also delighted to be coming to you tonight to bring forth Apostle Leonard Emmons as our host tonight, our host speaker. Every first and third Tuesday, Apostle Emmons has graced us with his presence. We want to send blessings to everyone on the line, and we welcome you where God is getting all of the glory, where thou kingdom come, and you can come just as you are, but you will not leave the same. And we're very thankful to God that you have joined in with us this evening. We want you to get your Bibles and get prepared for God to do something new in your spirit. We will play the music for a moment, and we'll be bringing Apostle Emmons forward. This is a blessed time in the Lord, and we just want you to be excited about what God is doing in your life and in your family life. Be in expectation. Allow the Spirit of God to be the source of life from God. He's the one through Christ who connects us to God. So allow the Spirit of God to rule and direct you in the course of your day to fulfill you, to purge you and to direct you. He have come to comfort you and to be everything that you need. And we truly thank God for you tuning in tonight. I'll tell you, get ready for a treat. We have our own apostle, our spiritual father, Apostle Leonard Emmons from Living Way Christian Center, 235 West 40th Avenue, and that's in the city of Gary, Indiana. We call it Glory, Indiana. We know that you will be blessed with him. And again, get your Bibles out. Get ready. Get ready. Get ready. Get ready. Amen. And God bless everyone. Apostle Emmons, are you with us?
Hello. Good evening. Praise God. Praise God. God bless you, woman of God.
God bless you,
woman of God. Again, we are praising God for Kingdom Builders International. We are blessed and really to be a part of this broadcast. We want to just again shout praise the Lord again for the conference last month, you know, the Kingdom Builders had in Detroit. We know those of you that were able to attend, we know we've heard the reports. Unfortunately, I wasn't able to make it, but my wife and one of my daughters did. And we know they were blessed, and as well as the others who attended. And we just say praise the Lord for you a prophetess for you, just staying with it, and all those that were part of the conference. Again, we congratulate you, and we pray that you continue to do what the Lord has called you to do. So again, praise God for you, woman of God.
Amen. God bless you also, Apostle. We are truly excited and delighted about you being with us tonight. We missed you on Sunday. We were blessed, but it's just nothing like Apostle Emmons bringing that word.
Well, bless God. We appreciate that. And as again, we're just trusting the Lord to, this evening. We're trusting the Spirit of God, you know, that we would speak what the Lord is saying. Amen. We like to just begin with an agreement and a word of prayer this evening. Father, we honor you, and Lord, we acknowledge you as God. We acknowledge you as the eternal God. We yield to you, O God, even in our own minds, in our own hearts, in our own souls. We make mention of you as the supreme, eternal, everlasting, almighty, all-knowing, all-seeing. You are the omnipotent God. And we subject this evening, tonight, to you. We apply your blood to everything that this broadcast, Father, has opportunity to touch. Father, we appropriate the glory of God, and we ask, O God, that you would cause your glory to be released tonight. Cause the manifestations, the miraculous and the supernatural, to be released tonight. Father, I take authority over anything that's not of you, O God, and I rebuke and bind up every demonic initiative that's representative in the lives of those under the sound of my voice. Father, I loose and release, Lord God, your word. I decree the sound of God upon your lives, my brothers and my sisters. I release the light of the glorious gospel of Christ. I pray, Father, that you would breathe upon us tonight and help us to agree with what the Spirit of God is saying. I trust you and thank you now, Lord, for the increase. I thank you for the multiplication. I praise you, Father, for the manifestations of heaven even tonight. Lord Jesus, be exalted. Lord Jesus, be magnified in this. Father, we thank and bless you now. Father, we ask that you would cause the angels of God to be released on behalf of this broadcast. Cause the angelic hosts to be released into the lives of those that are under the sound of my voice. Lord, cause the angels to war on behalf of those under the sound of my voice. Father, I appropriate the angelic hosts that war successfully. Lord Jesus, Lord of hosts, cause them to be released, cause them to be deployed, and cause them to dismantle the works of the enemy. I implore the angelic host now by faith in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, praise God again for all of you that are with us this evening. I'd like you to turn in your Bibles to, praise God, over to Genesis, the book of Genesis. And those of you that have been with us in the past, you know that you probably are going to go to more than one scripture. But primarily, we want to highlight a thought or a word tonight. We want to talk about harvest. We want to talk about, we want to, again, just for a little bit of time, talk about harvest. I believe that this is harvest time. In the past few months, we have tried what we could to highlight different words and themes that we believe the Spirit of God wanted us to. And in particular, last month, we encourage you to embrace breakthrough and birthing. The month before that, we encourage you to embrace miracles. And so as we look at and we consider, even leading up to tonight, where we encourage you to embrace miracles, where we encourage you to embrace breakthrough and birthing, we want you to harvest the miraculous, what's been broken forth and you've been broken into, and also what you've birthed. We want you to harvest that. We want you to harvest that destiny, harvest that blessing, harvest what God has moved upon your heart to receive. Here in Genesis 8, verse 20, we would like for you to look at verse 20 first off, and it says, "And Noah built an altar unto the Lord and took of every clean beast and of every clean fowl and offered burnt offerings on the altar. And the Lord smelled a sweet savor. And the Lord said in his heart, I will not again curse the ground anymore for man's sake, for the imagination of man's heart is evil from his youth. Neither will I again smite anymore everything living as I've done." It says, verse 22, "While the earth remaineth, seed time and harvest, and cold and heat, and summer and winter, and night and day shall not cease." And again, we want to emphasize this word harvest. We want to emphasize this word harvest. Again, I'm going to say it again. We want to emphasize this word harvest. Now, here in Genesis 8 and 22, it says, "While the earth remaineth, seed time and harvest." Seed time and harvest. Now, all of us, some of us, you know, we probably, maybe some of us under the sound of my voice, maybe you don't have a green thumb. You know, maybe you not one that have planted anything. And then some of us, praise God, you know, we even possess a green thumb. And some of us, you know, just as children, whether it was at school or what have you, you know, we remember what it was like to plant some things. And then some of us even have backgrounds where we grew up on or we experienced being on a farm, and we remember what it was like to be a part of planting things, seeing things sprout up and come up out of the ground. Or maybe it was just a flower or some type of plant, something that you plant in the backyard. Maybe you have a garden, you know, and you saw this thing that you planted in the ground, and you saw it grow, you saw it mature, and it bloomed, blossomed, and it produce after its own kind. It produced fruit. And I believe, and I'm going to say it throughout this evening, I believe that we're in a time of harvest. Now, I believe that we have began a fresh season by the grace of God. And I believe that we're going to experience and see an outflow of glory, an outflow of grace, great grace, an outflow of not only favor, but great favor. We're looking for an outflow of God's goodness, his mercy and love, his kindness. We're looking for an outflow. And the reason why, because I believe it's harvest time. We want to encourage you to set your heights real higher than what you have ever set them. We want to encourage you to widen your views about how much God can bless you, how much God can forward opportunities that will expand you, bring increase into your life. We want you to set yourself in agreement with the Lord himself, and so that you won't stunt the blessing that God has for you. He wants you to realize that God wants you blessed more than you think you do. We want you to open up your heart. We don't want you to be bound by any spirit of Python. Python is the one that comes to bring constriction, and Python is the one that comes to bring limitation. And God wants us to think bigger, broader, greater than what we thought before. If you turn to your Bible, even in the book of Ephesians, there the Bible tells us that there's a principle of heaven that we need to incorporate. Now, the fullness of this can only be explained as we believe God. Here in the third chapter of Ephesians, as we look at the scriptures here, and there's a prayer here that Paul, inspired by the Holy Spirit, as he wrote to this church at Ephesus, he has a couple of prayers in here that I believe that, and I think that all of us should be praying consistently and daily for ourselves and for others. In this one particular prayer, in verse 15, it says, of whom the whole family in heaven and earth is named. I want you to understand something, my brother, my sister. If you are indeed born again, if you have accepted or received Jesus as your personal Savior and Lord, you got to understand, you're not just some earth person separated from your kingdom. No, here it tells us of whom the whole family. You are a part of the whole family of God. You and I, we are in the earth, but we yet and still we are part of the whole family of God. You are not some isolated person in the body of Christ all by yourself. No, you are a family member, and God fully knows who you are, where you are, and you're not some distant relative or some illegitimate child of God. No, you are legit. You are legitimate. You need to get over any feelings of inferiority. You need to get over any feelings of rejection, self-rejection. You need to get rid of all fear of rejection and any spirit of abandonment. You're not an orphan child. No, you are a part of the family of God. You're part of the church of the firstborn. There are no grandchildren in the kingdom of God. Everyone is firstborn. You're part of that church. You're part of the whole family in heaven and in earth. Look at verse 16. That he would grant you according to the riches of his glory. See, the blessing that the Father, the Lord God, wants us to appropriate is a part of the glory. Now, there's a move, a mighty move of God in the earth for the body of Christ, for the whole family of heaven, the whole family in heaven and in earth, the family of God, for us to embrace the recognition of the glory of God. The Bible tells us the principle is that God is going to fill the whole earth. He's going to fill the whole earth with his glory as the waters cover the sea. Now, I want you to understand, the glory of God is all-consuming. The glory of God is overwhelming. And yet God wants us to, look what it says in this prayer. It says that he would grant you according to the riches of his glory. The glory of God is this frontier, my brother, this frontier, my sister, for us to function and operate in. However, we're going to have to widen our borders in the way we think. We're going to have to allow the spirit of increase and multiplication to expand our thought, our thoughts. You're going to have to see. You're going to have to see what the Holy Ghost is revealing about heaven. It says that according to the riches of his glory, to be strengthened with might by his spirit in the inner man. Verse 17, that Christ may dwell in your hearts by faith, that ye, being rooted and grounded in love, may be able to comprehend with all saints what is the breadth and length and depth and height, and to know the love of Christ, which passeth knowledge, that ye might be filled with all the fullness of God. Now unto him that is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power that worketh in us. Okay, now verse 20. Now unto him that is able. Now many of us, many of those that are under the sound of my voice, you believe God's able. But there's a question that the enemy has placed in many of our minds as to whether God is willing. Yeah, we have great faith. We have great recognition that our God is able. We believe that. However, the question is he willing? For many of us, is he willing to share some of the riches of Christ's glory with us? Well, here we need to recognize that he is. And that's the thing we want you to recognize. And there are two things that we want to emphasize tonight before we bring an end to this broadcast. First of all, this is harvest time. And Holy Spirit, cause my brother, cause my sister to recognize, to understand, to embrace that this is harvest time. Cause my brother, cause my sister to see beyond the limitlessness, the limiting of things, even where Lord God, some of us have been convinced that we ought to be limited, and basically because we have limited, we have been abasing so long. But this is the time of abounding. There are some abounding manifestations. You know, the Bible tells us that we need to, Paul said, he said, I've learned how to abound and I've learned how to abase. Now, and we need, the Bible says, tells us, Paul said, one thing that he has learned, and that was how to be content. And you need to be content, my brother. You need to be content in the Lord. And whether you are in what you might have gleaned as a time of abasing, okay, praise the name of Jesus. I want you to understand your abasing season is over. This is the time to abound. I want you to raise your eyes, raise your expectation. I want you to see yourself abounding. I want you to see yourself in a time of harvest. Now, those of you that have not been sowing to the Spirit, those of you that have not been sowing into the kingdom of God, we want you to understand that it's not too late. You know, if you have not been sowing to the things of God, if you have not been sowing even to the things of the Spirit, if you have not been sowing to the glory of God and into the glory, it's not too late. You know, God can take your seed today, and he can cause it, by the grace and by the prophetic wisdom of God. And some of you, you know, because of the way the economy has been for roughly the last 6 years especially, some of you have been afraid to sow. Some of you have been afraid to invest and to plant. And again, listen to me well. It's not too late for you to sow into the Spirit. It's not too late for you to sow into the things of God. It's not too late for you to sow into the glory, sowing into the kingdom initiatives in the earth. And I want some of you tonight, even as you sense and feel the very Spirit of God moving upon your hearts, especially if you have been afraid, even in the last 6 years, to sow, to believe, to have a sense of expectation, Remember now, this scripture tells us that the one that is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask or think. Now, some of us, you know, when we start to look at this, we need to change our asking. Some of us, we have been asking for the wrong thing. Some of you, and you know who you are, you need to alter the way you've been asking. And this is a key verse here. Also, when you start to look at the other aspect of this, you know, here it tells us that our God is able to do exceedingly, abundantly above. Now, I want you to plant yourself there for a minute. I want you to sow yourself even into this thought, even into this verse here. Our God, who is able to do exceedingly, abundantly, above what we ask or think. Our God, who is able, he has the sufficiency, he has it. Our God has the wherewithal, he has the capacity, he has the resources, he has the power, the omnipotence, he has the very wealth beyond anything that you and I could ever dream of, consider. You know, our God, the eternal God, of course can do exceedingly abundantly above. Our God, who created everything seemingly from nothing, and yet everything has a base, everything has a substance and foundations. I don't care what it is, everything that you can see, my brother, everything that you can taste, touch, feel, and hear, it has the principal components, because it is held together by the word of God's power. And even the things that we don't quite understand has dimensions, has width and depth, height and breadth. And yet one of the things that you, my brother, and you, my sister, you need to yield to and embrace, because in this prayer, Paul, inspired by the Holy Spirit, he puts a real significance on us coming to recognize the love of God. He wants us to recognize how much each of us are loved. And see, love has dimensions. Everything that exists has dimensions. And even when you start to consider the very riches of heaven and the bounty of heaven, the significance that we need to really walk in is understanding that we are loved of God. Now, many of us, as we get a revelation of how much we are loved of God, it will eliminate many of the thoughts and feelings of rejection, fear of rejection, self-rejection, and all of abandonment, where we feel like we're illegitimate. I want you to know tonight, you're not illegitimate. You are a full-fledged, bona fide child of the Most High God. By the authority vested in the name of Jesus, I break the power of illegitimacy upon you, my brother. I break the power of illegitimacy upon you, my sister. I crush and smash in the walls of this lying devils, these spirits of limitation. I crush and smash in the walls, all of your gates, Satan. I smash now. I destroy the whole of the enemy, holding my brother, holding my sister in a place of illegitimacy in the name of Jesus. And Father, I decree that the loving kindness of the Lord is released. I loose the love of God upon you, my brother. I loose the love of God upon you, my sister. Father, your word says that perfect love casts out all fear, all apprehension, all insecurity. And right now, I loose the love of God upon you, my brother, my sister. I decree that you are so loved of God. And I release the dimensional manifestations that will frame the love of God to you, my brother, that will frame the love of God to you, my sister, tonight, so that you can dream again, so that you can believe again, so that you can appropriate the harvest that God has for you, even in this season. It says, now unto him that is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to something. See, the dimensions that God has released in this season right now for you, my brother, it is dimensional as to how God has planned to bless you. There are some dimensional things. I'm going to read from the Amplified Version here. Praise God. It says, now unto him who by in consequence of the action of his power that is at work within us. See, the power of God is at work in you. Paul said it this way. He in trying to explain how he was able to be used mightily of the Lord. He said, it was the grace of God that's in me. My brother, my sister, there is a wealth, an ocean of grace that's inside of you, even working in you now. And that grace now is speaking to you about you seeing things differently, saying things differently. I want you to put a bridle upon your tongue, my brother. Put a bridle upon your tongue, my sister. And I want you to preface that the harvest is come, that you are walking in a season of harvest, that God has changed even your economic status, that God has changed even your status as a believer in the earth. I want you to embrace that. Look, listen to what it says in the Amplified Version now, again, verse 20. Now to him who by in consequence of the action of his power that is at work within us is able to carry out his purpose and do super abundantly, far over and above all that we dare ask or think, infinitely beyond our highest prayers. Now, some of y'all can get a prayer through, but we want you to raise the level of your praying. Raise the level of your asking of the Lord. You petitioning the Lord, you decreeing and declaring. I want you to raise the level of your decrees, your declarations, your pronouncements, confessions. I want you to let her rip. I want you to raise up the standard by the Holy Ghost. And I want you to understand something. Our God can do super abundantly, far over and above all that we dare ask or dare think, infinitely beyond our highest prayers, our highest desires, our highest thoughts, our highest hopes or dreams. I want you to recognize this is the time of the reaper. And the reaper, the Spirit of God, the Holy Spirit, wants you to expand your thought patterns, expand your decreeing, expand your declarations, your announcements. The Lord wants you to, even with his counsel and wisdom, to decree some things that you've never decreed before. I want you to understand, your words are not idle words spoken into the air doing nothing. Remember, you're built, designed, and engineered in the very image of God Almighty. Your words carry weight. And one of the things that the Holy Spirit wants us to do is to talk about, announce, decree, and release the harvest. See, the harvest is coming from God Almighty, but it's also coming through you, my brother, through you, my sister, based upon the level of you asking, based upon the level of you decreeing, declaring, announcing, and pronouncing, and confessing the word of God, announcing, professing, decreeing and declaring what the Holy Ghost has said to you about what he's doing in the earth. Now, you have to be willing to line up with the Word of God. You have to be willing to line up with the things that God Almighty has already borne witness in your heart. I want you to understand those times that the Spirit of God has spoken to you, those times that the Holy Ghost has made things clear to you, those were not idle times. The Bible tells us that in the last days, God was going to pour out his Spirit upon all flesh. And the sons and daughters of God would prophesy. The Bible tells us there in the second chapter of the book of Acts and Joel, the second chapter, it tells us that the old men would dream dreams and the young men would see visions. Now, those dreams, those visions, my brother, my sister, that you have, they are not just idle things of your imagination. Know for sure that those are blueprints. Those are engineering and master building drawings that God has downloaded and uploaded into your heart and into your souls. And those are like babies yet to be birthed or born. And those represent the seed and the harvest. I want you to understand something, my brother. It is our God who is able to do exceedingly abundantly, superabundantly above all that we could ask or think. The level of your expectation is going to be gauged with your thought life, my brother. And you need to manage your thoughts. The very heart and soul and the ground that God sows his word into is into our hearts and even into our minds as well, our souls. And so we need to, the Bible tells us that we're supposed to guard our hearts. And one of the reasons why is because the word of God is sown into our hearts. And we're not going to have the harvest of the word if we're not willing to guard our hearts. Your harvest is going to be determined on how much of the word of God you're going to be able to hold. You know, in the natural, when you sow a seed into the ground, it's very important that you make sure that nothing, birds or different things would eat up the seed. And so you have to do what you can to make sure the seed is buried deep into a ground, a place of harvest, so that the seed itself can germinate. Now, once the seed is germinated in the ground in the natural, there's nothing that's going to stop that thing from coming forth. Now, some of you have even seen how even certain grass seeds find a way in a crack, even of a sidewalk, even in concrete. And lo and behold, after a while, we find that the grass seed itself finds a way to crack and to destroy even the concrete after it has been set over time. You know, the seed that God has, Almighty has placed inside of you, my brother, and placed and sown inside of you, my sister, is to bring forth a harvest. Now, some of you have even noticed that if you plant one seed, you don't just get one thing back. You get a harvest plant, a plant, a tree. You get something that produces thousands or hundreds of seeds per season, let alone the fruit. And so understand, my brother, the things that you have sown into the kingdom of God, the things that you've sown into the lives of others free-heartedly, the things that you have planted in the lives and into the kingdom and into the realms of God, they do not go unnoticed. For some of you, you for years you have been sowing and seem like you have not reaped. I want to encourage you tonight, my brother. I want to encourage you tonight, my sister. I need for you to look higher. I need for you to allow yourself to believe again. I want you to place yourself in a position of receiving. I want you to put yourself in a position of a reaper. I want you to understand the harvest truly is great, but the labor's of a few. I want you to become a reaper tonight. I want you to become even a harvester tonight. I want you to embrace the reality that God wants you to walk even among the great harvesters and the harvest laborers. I want you to understand something. First of all, the Lord wants to expand you, my brother, expand you, my sister. Because it is harvest time, the Lord is moving now on your behalf. I decree it now that the Lord is dismantling every limiting structure, everything that has been worn against you, even as concrete wars against the natural ground, and it keeps the ground from being able to do anything. I come against even the concrete structures that have placed a cap over you, a roof over you, an obstruction over you, my brother, and over you, my sister, where you can't see yourself going any higher. I rebuke and bind up every spirit that would look to put a glass ceiling over your life and to cause you to think that you cannot grow, you cannot develop, you cannot expand or prosper beyond what you've seen and what you've experienced thus far. No, my brother, no, my sister, please understand. God wants you blessed more than you think you want to. There's a need for you to embrace that this is harvest time. Remember now, as we read there in Genesis 8 and 22, it tells us that God Almighty is the one that establishes seed time. He's the one that establishes harvest. And I'm decreeing tonight, I'm decreeing right now, my brother, right now, my sister, that this is harvest time. There's some things that our God, beyond our wildest dreams, beyond our wildest desires, our wildest imaginations, beyond our wildest prayers and petitioning God, beyond our wildest and our greatest declarations and decrees, our God is so incredibly mighty. Our God is so awesome that he wants to do beyond those things that we would say are foolish, ridiculous, or things that seem impossible. I want you to understand that our God is the God of the impossible. Jesus even tells us that all things are possible with God. He even went on to say that all things are possible unto him that believeth. Do you believe tonight that God can move mightily in your situation, in your circumstance tonight, that God Almighty, the one that can do exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask, we can ask or think, that he really wants to do this for you? Remember now, he wants you blessed more than you want to. But there's a need for you to put yourself in a position of receiving. I want you to turn. We're almost done. I want you to turn over here to, of course, one of your favorite scriptures over here in Mark 11, 20, that in that neighborhood. Now, we're almost done this evening, and I want you to recognize something. Excuse me. I want you to recognize a reality. As you turn over to Mark 11 and Proverbs 10, there's an acknowledgement here, and I want to encourage those of you that will. We praise God for the prophetic intercessory conference by Kingdom Builders last month. Hallelujah. We know that there were many intercessors that traveled from around the nation and that came. Praise God. Hallelujah. Look at the 10th chapter of Proverbs. Let's look at, praise God, verse 5. It says, he that gathereth in summer is a wise son. Oh, So what are you saying here? Well, I guess when it's cold and you're going out to try to gather a harvest, it's foolish to go out when it's wintertime, when it's 20 below wind chill, and you go out to the place where you may have sown something to expect to see a harvest is foolish. It says he that gathered in summer is the wise son. So we got to be aware of the seasons. We got to be like the sons of Issachar. We have to have revelation, wisdom, and discerning by the Holy Ghost. It says, but he that sleepeth in harvest is a son that causeth shame. Okay. So during the harvest time is not the time to sleep. It's the time to reap. We cannot afford to be sleeping when it's time to be harvesting. Look at the 20th chapter of Proverbs. Again, we're coming back to Mark 11. We're coming back. Look at over here in Proverbs, the 20th chapter. Look at verse 4. It says, the sluggard will not plow by reason of the cold. Therefore shall he beg in harvest and have nothing. Now, again, I am decreeing that this is harvest time. This is the time not to sleep. This is the time to work with the Lord of the harvest. He is making us harvesters. He's making us reapers in these end times. This is not the time to know how to plow. We ought to know how to plow. We need to know how to plow. You need to allow the Spirit of God. You need to allow the apostolic spirit to help you to plow. Apostolic people know how to plow. Even in hard places, apostolic people know how to plow. Remember, apostolic people operate under the spirit of an ox. We not only know how to plow, but we have the strength of God, the spirit of an ox, to help us to forge ahead, even during hard times, in hard places. And remember now, the spirit of an ox is, you know, an ox animal is a beast of labor. And it's so that harvest can happen. And the apostolic grace that's upon you now, my brother, is to ensure that you are a harvester, a reaper, that you would experience the glory of God in this time of harvest. But this is not the time to be lazy or to be a sluggard. This is the time to be industrious. This is the time for you to move forward by the Holy Ghost. This is the time for, because if we follow the Holy Ghost, then we will not be begging. We will not be beggars in the time of harvest. In time of harvest is the time for you to reap. Now, I trust that those of you that are under the sound of my voice have been sowing. And as I shared before, it's not too late to sow. Some of you, you may feel that it is too late, but I'm telling you, it's not too late. And some of you need to get some seed in the ground. Some of you, you need to make a commitment to God, even now, that you're going to sow and that you will sow. Some of you need to put something together. Some of you need to put something in the mail. Some of you need to go next door. Some of you need to make some fresh commitments to the Lord about sowing. And as you do this, you're putting yourself in place so that you can be an end-time harvester, an end-time reaper. Remember now, the harvest that God wants, it comes through the hands of people. The grand harvest will be incorporated through by God's people. You know, the Bible says that the Lord of the harvest is God. However, we are to, and I need for you to turn, we're almost there. We're coming back here to, again, to Mark 11. We're going to finish up there, but I want you to go with me to Matthew 9. Matthew 9. We're almost there. Matthew 9. Praise the name of Jesus. Okay, we're there. Praise God. Matthew 9. Verse 36. But when he saw the multitudes, he was moved with compassion on them, because they fainted and were scattered abroad as sheep having no shepherd. I just also want to encourage you, some of you out there, this we talked about it last month, that this is the time of birthing. That God is birthing new ministries, fresh ministries, new ministry opportunities. Last month, it was a time of birthing. And God now is causing this shepherding grace to be released into the earth. There's a shepherding grace, and some of you just need to yield to the Spirit of God and embrace this shepherding anointing. And what we mean by that God is going to open up opportunities for fresh new ministries, fresh new initiatives in the earth, because we need more shepherds. Now, when I say that, I'm not only talking about where new ministries are springing forth or being birthed, which would mean that you're going to end up being an under-shepherd and you're going to be a leader among people. But also, some of you are going to get fresh new projects and assignments where you are going to have marketplace ministries. And those ministries themselves need shepherding and need an under-shepherd, an overseer over those marketplace ministries and those initiatives of the kingdom of God. And so he said, as sheep having no shepherd. Verse 37, then saith he unto his disciples, the harvest truly is plenteous, but the laborers are few. Verse 38. It says, pray ye therefore the Lord of the harvest that he will send forth laborers into his harvest. Remember, this is God's harvest. This is the time for harvesting, and God is employing harvesters. God is employing laborers, harvesters, reapers. It's his harvest. The increase and the multiplication is God's. God wants us to steward with him, partner with him, to become custodians and managers of his riches, the riches of his glory. If you're willing to partner with God, if you're willing to be subject to the Lord, then it puts you and I in a place that we can truly be the servants and the shepherds over the glory of God in the earth. Now let's go to Mark 11 as we hurry to our close this evening. And I'm going to say it again. This is harvest time, my brother. This is harvest time, my sister. I want you to embrace the things that are far beyond what you can ask or think. I want you to see yourself so blessed that you might even have to wonder, are you dreaming or is this a movie or video? I want you to understand the blessings of the Lord maketh what one rich and adds no sorrow to it. I want you to understand God wants us to abound. He wants all of our accounts to be overflowing. He wants us to be abundant in riches, not so we would seemingly squander it on our own lust, but so that we would be good stewards, even as Joseph was in his day. Joseph was an unbelievable steward over somebody else's riches, over Pharaoh's riches, over Egypt's riches. And remember now, we're living in a time what there is a tremendous transfer of wealth. I really believe that. And I want you to set your heights and set your expectation on the Lord bringing in the wealth of the riches, of the wicked, so that you can be rich. Now, again, not to squander it on your lust, not to be subject to the money, but you, that and the wealth. Remember, those things are supposed to be subject to us. We're to use the riches of the earth, what, to glorify God, what, to extend and expand his kingdom. However, we need to put our receivers on. The word harvest, it means severed. See, God wants us to sever some things off of something. It means severed. You know, those of you, if you've ever worked on a farm, and many times when you're harvesting crop, you need to have a good sickle. You need to be able to sever the fruit from the root and from the tree and the vine of what you're reaping. So this word in the Hebrew, the word harvest, means severed. And some of you, the harvest, the enemy got it. So you need to take the sword of the Spirit, and you need to cut and sever your harvest from the enemy. You need to lay the axe to the root where the enemy has stolen stuff, and you need to chop his hands. You need to chop his claws off. You need to dismember what he has been using to hold on to your stuff. This word harvest means severed. It means as wheat. It means the crop harvested. It also refers to the time. Some of you need to redeem the time. The word harvest means a branch. So it's a part of the configuration of a plant or a vine. And, in Mark 11:20, four, it tells us there. Let's look at that as we heard to our close. Therefore I say unto you, what things soever ye desire, when you pray, believe that you receive them, and you shall have them. If we're going to appropriate, if we're going to be able to acquire and lay hold of the harvest, we have to believe that we receive. We have to place ourselves in a position of receiving. We have to receive. We have to access, appropriate. We have to receive. This word in the Greek, this word receive means, it means to take. It means to get hold of. It means to accept. It's a primary root word. It means to take, to get hold of. It means to accept. So tonight, we want to take what the Lord is sowing, wants us to receive. Tonight, we want to get hold of, we want to accept what the Lord, and the Lord, remember what happened to the children of Israel? That when they went into the promised land, they ended up reaping where they had not sown. They ended up with a bounty and a harvest, fruit and vegetables, land, wealth, where they had not sown. Are y'all listening to me tonight? Some of you said, like I said before, this is not about what you sown. This is about you recognizing that this is the Kairos moment and a Kairos season where God wants you to reap where you have not sown, not to mention that you would reap where you have sown. Some of y'all are getting it. I can just sense this in my spirit. Some of you, I think you finally recognize that you are legitimate, that you do qualify. and that Jesus has qualified you. He has made you eligible. He has established you as a bona fide son, a bona fide daughter of the Most High God. You are a part of the family of God in both heaven and earth. God has set you up and established you as one to what? Receive. Remember, this is all by grace. You know, again, like I said, some of you, maybe up to this moment, maybe you didn't qualify. But I hope you understand that you're qualified now. The grace of God has qualified you, just like the grace of God qualified you to get saved, to be born again. I'm telling you now, my brother, I'm telling you now, my sister, the grace of God has qualified you for you to receive the harvest. Whose harvest is it? It's God's harvest. And as God expands your thought patterns, as God expands your capacity to think and your capacity to dream, your capacity to petition the Father, to ask God, to pray, to intercede, as the Father would expand your capacity to decree and declare and announce and confess the Word of God, I want you to understand this is a Kairos time, a Kairos season of increase. This is a time of harvesting. Now, remember now, the harvest that you are and will be receiving is so that God can have the ultimate harvest, and that's the harvesting of souls. So don't get all bent out of shape and all crazy about the increase that's yours, the abundance and the severed crops and the severed blessing and the increase and the multiplication. Don't get all crazy. We're trying to satisfy your lust. No, understand. No, the reason why you have been blessed and why you have a harvest coming in that far exceeds whatever you could ask or think, it's so that now you can be an agent of harvesting God's harvest. And see, God's concern always, it is, it's always on his mind. It's the harvesting of souls. The harvesting of souls. It's so that people can come to know God as their Father. So that the kingdom can expand and increase. It's for the harvesting of souls. God wants you blessed so that you can become a blessing. So let's conclude in prayer. And I want you to agree with me tonight. I am declaring and decreeing that this is a month of harvesting. This is a month for God aligning us to reap what we have not sown, for us to reap where we have sown. Now, some of us, and I just want you to agree with me, because some of us, we need to repent of the stuff that we've sown, and we need to repent and pray that God would destroy and annihilate the harvesting of stuff that we know that, oh no, we don't want that. Let us pray. Father, by the blood of Jesus right now, I touch and agree with those under the sound of my voice right now in the name of Jesus. And Father, we repent tonight. Lord, where we've sown so many things inspired of our flesh and inspired of the world system, and we've sown even corrupt seed into our own affairs, into our own lives tonight. Father, we repent of any and all sins, all ungodliness. And Father, we repent of all wickedness and perversion, all unbelief, all doubt and disbelief. Lord, we ask, oh God, that you would forgive us even of unforgiveness, and forgive us of hatred and malice, bitterness, oh God. Cleanse us of all bitterness and wrath, oh God, and anger. Father, we ask that you would forgive us, oh God. We ask that you would cleanse us and wash us in your blood, oh God. Purge us through and through tonight. We ask in the name of Jesus. Father, we ask, oh God, that you would help us, oh God, to realign ourselves with you. Lord, we pray, oh God, against any ungodly harvest, Father, that is representative of what we've sown in the past. Father, we pray, God, that you would dismantle, destroy, and annihilate any ungodly, wicked, corrupt harvest, anything that, Lord God, that we've sown, Lord, that doesn't represent you. We're asking, oh God, that you would destroy that harvest, that you would dismantle those birthing things, those things that are not representative of you, oh God. Lord, cause them to be aborted in Christ Jesus' name. Embra, Clorcia, Humbra, cause those things to be stillborn, oh God. Ebraha, Necombra, Ecclesia, Humbra, Oclus, Humbra, Ecclesia, Erra, Maclosia, Mata, Humbra, Ecclesia. Father, we ask, oh God, tonight that you would quicken us by the Holy Spirit and that you would so, Lord God, cause us to see beyond what we normally see so that we can ask for beyond what we normally ask for, oh God. Lord, calls us to, Lord God, to ask for greater things. Calls us to decree and declare greater things. Lord, tonight, Father, we acknowledge and we decree and declare that we do believe that we receive the harvest. We agree with the Holy Spirit that this is a season of harvesting. And so, Father, right now, we appropriate the harvest. We appropriate the harvest from the north, the south, and the east, and the west right now in the name of Jesus. We set ourselves in agreement with you, O God, and we claim, we lay hold of, we, Father, take right now, even from the spirit realm, we believe that we receive. We, right now, we take hold of those things in the spirit realm that represent the harvest and our increase, multiplication. Lord, we accept right now those, Lord God, abundant things. We right now accept, Father, the houses and the land. We accept right now the gold and the silver. We accept right now the global support, the national support, partners and helpers from the north, the south, and the east, and the west. Father, we believe that we receive right now the harvest. Father, you've made us harvesters. You've made us reapers. Even where we have not sown, oh God, tonight, we believe that we receive. We welcome. We lay claim to. We appropriate. We lay hold of the harvest, God, that you, is yours, oh God, but you want to make it ours so that we can be stewards over it to bring the increase and the harvesting of souls, oh God. Lord, Lord, thank you that we do qualify, that Jesus has qualified us. Jesus has made us eligible to walk in the abundance of grace. Father, we thank you right now that you have made us, Father, able partners in the kingdom of God. We thank you, Father, and we appropriate and claim the wisdom of God to walk in the dimensions, Jesus, that you've established for us to walk in and our day so that we can co-labor with you, God, for the harvesting of souls. We pray to you, Lord of the harvest, that you would move mightily to cause the supernatural to explode into our lives, into our affairs, oh God. Lord, we appropriate the expansion. We access the abundance and the glory of God. Lord, we ask that you make us stewards over the glory of God. Grace us with revelation, Lord, of the knowledge of the revelatory manifestations. Lord, cause us to co-labor with you, Lord, in the earth for the harvesting of souls. Lord, we appropriate the glory of God, the riches of heaven, even the earthly riches, O God. We thank you for them now. We appropriate, Lord God, the glory and the manifestation. We claim, Father, also the wealth of the wicked now. We take the wealth of the wicked now. We accept the wealth of the wicked now. We lay hold of the wealth of the wicked now. We thank you, Father, for divine supernatural connections. We thank you for moving throughout this month and for connecting us and routing us in the right direction in Christ Jesus' name. Father, we ask that you would dispatch and send forth the angelic hosts, angels of provision, angels of increase, angels of prosperity, angels of protection and safety, angels of wealth. Lord God, send them forth into our affairs, into our lives, O God, and cause them to move mightily, even to connect us with streams of increase, with streams of abundance, with streams of expansion and the glory of God. Lord, we appropriate the angelic host now. We employ them now. Father, you said that the angels of God were in the earth as messengers, as servants, and you even said by the Holy Ghost that they are to minister for those who shall be heirs of salvation. They're to minister for us. And so, Father, I claim, I appropriate, and I, in Jesus' name, implore the angels of God that are working for me, working for us now. Lord God, cause them to be released. Angels of God, be released to the north, the south, and the east, and the west on our behalf now, and bring the harvest in now, in Jesus' name. Father, for those under the sound of my voice that have not received you as Savior and Lord, if you are under the sound of my voice, my brother, my sister, and you have not yielded your life to Jesus, I want you now to receive him. He's the one that has provided for you, made sure that you had provision, made sure you had shelter and clothing, et cetera. And for some of you, it has been beyond that. But you need Jesus as your Savior because you're only going to live for a limited amount of time. And once this life, this earthly life is over, you need Jesus to take you into the eternal glories of the kingdom and heaven. You don't want to go to hell, my brother. You don't want to go to hell, my sister. No, hell was not created for human beings. It was created for Satan and his bunch. And so right now, just agree with me, my brother. Agree with me, my sister. Repeat after me, Heavenly Father, I believe the word regarding Jesus of Nazareth. The Bible says, the word of God says, that Jesus came to the earth, that he was born of a virgin, that he lived and died in the earth. He died on the cross at Calvary. The Bible says that he died for my sins, that he became my sacrifice. The Bible says that Jesus was raised from the dead on the third day. I believe this to be true according to the Bible. And the Bible says that if you would confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in your heart that God has raised Jesus from the dead, the Bible says, thou shalt be saved, according to Romans, the 10th chapter. The Bible also says that whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Lord Jesus, I call upon you now. Lord Jesus, save me. Be my Savior, Lord. Be my Lord. According to the Bible, I'm saved right now. Lord, birth me into your kingdom now. I thank you, Lord, that I'm born again, that I'm a son, an offspring, a daughter of God now. I praise you now, Jesus, that I am saved, that I'm born again. And I praise you that I'm heaven bound according to the word of God in Romans the 10th chapter. In Jesus' name I pray. Thank you, Lord. Amen.
Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. What are you expecting? Expanding our expectations and pursuing those expectations with anticipation. God is able to do more than we can even ask or think. And when Apostle said it's harvest time to go get those souls. You know, a young man passed away two doors down from me the other day, and, you know, it's like he's here 1 minute and gone the next. And we had a chance to minister to him, but not like we really wanted to. And I believe he accepted Christ, but there was more work that I felt that we wanted to do with him. And, you know, it was just one week come back in town and family gathering and friends gathering, and the street was blocked with cars, and he just left this world, left the life, went to the hospital, was rushed to the hospital, was not sick, and just had a heart attack. So, and he was 47 years old. So I want to just encourage all the listeners on the line to know it is harvest time. It's time to go and get some souls. Be a soul chaser. And then as God bless us with the things that we're asking for, as we are obedient to his will, blessings come with obedience. He said, you'll eat the good of the land. Apostle, I want to thank you so much for taking time to expound on the word and teach us the scriptures that you broke down. I have a lot of notes, and I know I'll be going back over my notes. And I want to encourage the listeners, you can go into archives, and you can listen to the whole broadcast over again. Apostle is with us every first and third Tuesday of the month at 7 p.m. Put it on your calendar so you'll get a chance to be blessed with the teaching twice a month. And we want to encourage you. If you will have any questions or a prayer request, I'm just going to ask you to press 1 on your phone. We'll know that you want to make a comment. If you would like to encourage the man of God, if you have a prayer request, the lines are open. If anyone would have anything that you would like to say at this time. Amen. Praise God.
Praise God, praise God, praise God.
Amen. The lines are open.
Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. Amen. Praise the Lord. Prophetess Teresa. This is Pastor Celeste. I thank God for that word that has went forth, glory to God, by the Spirit of God. And I just thank God for, you know, you mentioning and let me know about this, because this word that he ministered was confirmation to me, agreeing with the Holy Ghost, because I just had a birthday a couple of days ago, and I received these messages in my inbox on Facebook, and the messages were basically saying what he ministered today, and it was basically saying the same thing, and I was amazed at how they linked up together, how God was sending favor and open up doors that no man can shut. And that he would cause us to expect the unexpectable, the impossible. And then another person sent me the same message saying, you had a key of David. And the doors, first God was going to shut doors of sickness and poverty in order to open up those doors of abundance and his supply. And then I get on the line tonight, and I thank God that that same word, the very same word was ministered in my spirit, what God was speaking. So I'm just so happy and excited. And thank you for inviting me. I was so blessed by this word. I'm going to take this word, and I'm going to begin to just let it marinate in my spirit. Amen. Because it just so blessed me to hear that for the third time, amen, that I know God is speaking to me, and it's for me, and I just receive it. So I bless you, man of God, for that word. Blessing
praise
to
God,
you and
God,
your family,
God.
And may it return
bless
back
God.
To your own head. Amen. Glory to God. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Bless God. Praise God for you. Hallelujah. Bless God. Bless God.
Amen.
Bless God.
Being in pursuit.
Mm-hmm.
Be in pursuit.
Yes. Yes.
Amen. Yes, we bless God for you coming on, Pastor Celeste. It's always a delight to have you on the line with us.
Amen. Blessings.
Praise God. Praise God.
Amen.
Praise God.
Amen. Amen. Is there someone else that have pressed one on the line?
I'm online.
Praise God. The lines are open. Is there anyone else that would like to have a comment at this time? Amen. Well, we know that everyone was blessed. And
yeah.
Amen. Is someone trying to say something? Oh, praise God. We're going to close the lines back out, and we're going to cover the man of God with a word of prayer. And Father, we just thank you, Lord, for Apostle Emmons. Lord God, we thank you for the man servant that you have given, God. And Father, we just lift him up, and we thank you, Father, for whom you have sent for such a time as this, Father. We cover him with the blood of Jesus, and Father, we thank you that as we stand in agreement with the words that went forth tonight, Father, that they will manifest in our spirits, Lord God. And, Father, we just ask you right now to give him fresh oil, fresh anointing. Father, satisfy him with good things. And, Father, we thank you for restoring his youth like an eagle, Father. We thank you, Lord God, that there's a hedge of protection around him, his family, and the ministry. And, Father, we thank you, Lord God, because his ways please you, Lord God, that you're giving him the desires of his heart. And, Father, we thank you that we're able to come against any backlash, any retaliatory spirit. Satan, you are a liar. You have no authority or dominion over what belongs to God. And we seal Apostle with the blood of Jesus, and we draw a bloodline of protection around him. We thank you, Lord God, as he has sown into your people, that reapers are being birthed out in the spirit realm, Lord God. And we thank you that the word of God shall not go out void. In the mighty name of Jesus, we thank you for what you have done and what you're doing. In Jesus' name, amen and glory to God. Well, Apostle, once again, we just thank you for just sowing into us as you always have, just sowed a mighty word. And we just bless God for you. I believe I had you muted out, but I got you back on the board now. Before we close out, Apostle, would you like to have any last words?
Again, I just encourage folk to just set their minds and their heart in a position of receiving, accepting, taking hold, laying hold of the promise that God has sown into your hearts. In this time of reaping, in this time of harvesting.
Amen. Well, bless God. You can join us at 5 a.m. Monday through Saturday, 5 a.m. Central Time, on our prayer call. You can dial 218-895-0280 and press in the word PRAY, 7729. We'll be more than happy to get in the faith fight with you. And as we stand in the gap, if you have any prayer requests, anything that you want to go before the throne of grace, we will be more than happy and delighted to tap in with you. Join us. We welcome you to join in with us. And again, we are here to stand in the gap with you, Kingdom Daughters Intercessors. We're on the wall praying for you and your family. So we want to say God bless you to everyone. Again, if there's no more comments or prayer requests or anything, we're going to release you off the line. And we thank you so much for joining in. Again, this is Prophetess Teresa Docks, and I'm here. And I'll be hosting Apostle Emmons' broadcast every first and third Tuesday. So, again, with that being said, we pray that you receive something tonight. We cover you with the blood of Jesus, And we thank you that your ear gates are open unto what God is doing. And just examine yourself. Examine where you are in the spirit realm so that you can embrace what God is doing for such a time as this. We see the boards are filled up. So again, you stay with us, and we pray that you were blessed. God bless you. Have a supernatural rest of the evening, and join us for prayer in the morning. God bless you all, and we just want to say, never be bound again, and good night.
Good night. Praise
good night, everyone.
Thank you, Jesus. I prayed for you. I prayed for you. I'm going to use your story. I want to be free right now. Open your mouth and begin to tell the Lord. I want to be free right now. Tell the Lord. I'm ready to be delivered right now. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Open your mouth and tell him. God, I give you every failure. God, I give you every secret in my life. God, I give you every hidden thing. I'm ready. Shake it off of me. Deliver me in my secret that I might be free. Hallelujah. Glory to God. 30 more seconds. 30 more seconds. He's breaking it off of you. He's changing your appetite. He's changing your desire. Somebody clap your hands for these people. Somebody's getting free. We break the cords. We break the cords of wickedness. We break the cords of your bondage. Woman, be free. Woman, be free. Woman, be delivered.
Bye. Can you just lift your hands and just release the name of Jesus? Come on, let's just... There's power in that name. Come on, there's power in that name. Don't stop saying it. Jesus, Jesus. We know where the power is. Come on, somebody raise up the name of Jesus. Come on, raise up the name of Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Oh, yeah. Jesus, 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 Jesus. We know who you are, and we bless you for who you are. Yeah. Power is in the name of Jesus. There is power in the name of Jesus. There is power in the name of Jesus. Listen, to break every chain, break every chain, break every chain. Yeah. To break every chain, break every chain. Break every chain. Can you say there is power? There is. Come on, all over the room. The name of Jesus. Somebody right where you are, lift your hands and say, there is power. Jesus. Come on, raise it up. Say there is power. In the name. Oh, we know where it is to break every chain, break every chain, break every chain. Come on, say to break every chain, break every chain, break every chain. And I love this when it says, there's an army rising up. Come on, army of the Lord, raise it now. There's an army.
There is power.
It's in the name. Come on, raise it up.
Say, there is power.